This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, the mayor of Decatur's been with us this time every day, and we want to know that, want you to know that we appreciate it. I know you've got a busy day, and it's an early start, probably a late finish. How are you holding up?
Did I lose you?
No, I don't think. Did you ever plug in? There we go. Just try this one more time. How are you holding up?
I'm great, except now I really want a Monocle's pizza.
Well, you can go get like four frozen ones, and you're good to go anytime you want.
They don't open till 11, and I didn't know about this.
All right, get the app, and it's simple and easy. all right, hey, let's start. We've got the cat folks. We're going to have a retired cat guy with us next hour who helped in the whole design process of this truck that won this prize, and then Mark Densler is going to join us from the Illinois Manufacturers Association. But this is a pretty cool deal in the middle of all this bad news that this thing, it was a pretty low seed, goes all the way to the top and wins the coolest thing made in Illinois right here in Decatur.
Well, of course it's made in Decatur. We're all, you know, excited. We see those Caterpillar trucks coming down the road. You know, we'll do those in the Labor Day parade and other, you know, and they lift up their dump truck thing.
Yeah.
It's exciting. We all take some pride in this.
Yeah, but absolutely. Let me tell you this, what I got last night. You know, this truck that won, that truck you see in the parade, right?
Mm-hmm.
The truck that won has 8 times more capacity than that truck that you see in the parade. That's the scope
and
size.
Imagine how big that really is.
Oh, my God. It's gigantic. All right. So that's a pretty good deal, and we'll do more on that next hour. But congratulations to Caterpillar and the Illinois Manufacturers Association. What is the thought process about suspending the bus fares?
Well, first of all, we want to make it safe for our bus drivers. So we're not going to have the passengers come in the door that they usually do unless they need help, like from an accessibility issue. So we're having them come in a side or back door, which means they're not walking by the fare box. So rather than try to deal with that, we're just going to make the buses free for right now.
Okay. And then what kind of guidelines happen, you know, once you get in the bus?
You know, I'm not certain of what the new guidelines are, but I think they're probably encouraging social distancing.
Well, I would hope so, maybe marking it off or something. You know, it is pretty sad. I did see a little bit of what you were talking about yesterday. Not bad people, just people making dumb decisions. Went out for a walk, and you see people sort of like not congregating in large groups, but they're clearly not people that are, you know, in one household. And they're not doing what they're supposed to do and just kind of sitting around talking. And I get the people are bored. Mayor, I don't know what else to do. I mean, how do we just pound this message home that people have to be careful? And I see this cavalier sort of behavior by young people.
Well, and I don't want to be the social distancing police and issue fines or anything like that. We haven't even talked about something like that. But it's how do you get the attention of people? We just have to hold each other accountable. And even if it's strangers, hey, separate, you know, a little bit. You can talk louder.
Yeah, but that's an awkward thing, I got to tell you. I mean,
no.
Last night I'm trying to get my own peace of mind. Last thing I want to do is get into an argument that doesn't understand hell has landed on this country. And so I get it. Maybe I need to be more responsible, and I'll heed your advice and take that, and I should have said something. But I just think people just need to know if you don't behave, more things are going to go away.
That's true, and I was glad to see Walmart is, like, cordoning off the entries and just, you know, making sure people separate as they go in, and I was in a gas station yesterday, and they've put up, you know, like, plexiglass between the cashier and public, so we're going to see more of that, and I'm encouraged by that, and hopefully it's a reminder that we're not going to do things like we always have, so back off.
Yeah, but the sooner everybody gets on this same page, the sooner we can get back to normal. And you know, I know it's going to be a long struggle. I get it. Everybody's used to, you know, doing what they do, like shaking hands and all those things. Some of that stuff might never come back.
Maybe not. And here's what my hope is that we are so wrong. We're going to be overprepared for this. We're going to be overzealous about separating people and not letting kids play basketball in the park. And everybody can say, see, it wasn't a big deal. It won't be a big deal if we do this.
Yep, absolutely. 2 deaths over in Christian County yesterday. Yeah. You know, Taylorville's just right down the road. You think Christian County, you might not think it's that close, but you think about Taylorville, you know, those are our neighbors, you know, people who just had a horrible tornado rip through there a couple of years ago, and people reached out and helped support them. It's coming. We talked to Drew early yesterday. I know we talked to you every day. We talked to Mike Hicks, Tanya. I feel like you guys are doing everything you can to build this wall, but what's your anticipation about the next couple of weeks?
Boy, this is the time. I mean, the peak is supposed to be around the 15th, 16th. I even heard the 20th today. But, you know, this is April 2nd. It's coming. We are doing everything humanly possible to get ready. But we've still got, we've got a lot of congregate living situations, long-term care facilities. You know, the Oasis Center is open during the day for the homeless. Salvation Army is taking care of men at night. But it's, you know, anytime you have a group of people in close quarters, you know, it makes me nervous. But it is what we have. So we just have to be really careful.
I heard a stat yesterday that absolutely gave me the chills, that if you just look at the Macon County Jail, right, and the number of people working in the Macon County Jail, if 20% of that population, just that population, comes down with this, you could literally overload both hospitals.
And that's true, which is why they are taking extreme measures to make sure that the people who are in there are not showing symptoms.
No, but I mean, but that's a concrete example I think people can understand, right? I mean, you may think you're fine, you're young, whatever, but if just 20% of that population, which is confined, and if you've seen what happened in other prisons, you've seen what happens in nursing homes, you know, that is not an unrealistic thing.
No, it's happening right now in Stateville Prison in Joliet.
Yes.
I mean, they are in that exact boat. And that's a real prison. You start looking about, we've got state prisons all over the state. Every county just about has a county jail. And ours holds 300 people or so.
Yeah.
So we could have a disaster in a minute.
All right. What's your take on the room? You know, I don't know if you guys are doing conference calls or if you're meeting every day still person or in person. As you look around, do you think we've got some pretty good leadership? I see some shining examples of people stepping up. You feel comfortable with the people who are at the table or technically at the table through a video conference or whatever it might be?
Yeah, we have not met in person in a couple of weeks when we realized this would be a bad idea. We need to practice what we're preaching and to be safe, because you've got the leadership of the community in one room, you could lose everybody. I really have seen our leaders in this community come together. The silos are down. It's what can we do to help? Where are we missing something? You know, and we've got texts going all day, emails going all day. What about this? Have we thought about that? You know, we had one of the managers from Walmart step up and say, okay, we need to be involved on the supply chain part of this. So we've got people who are saying, we're a part of this. We want to help. What can we do?
That's a great thing. That is a great thing. All right. Now, Nick asked a question to me. Is there a place or a person, if there are businesses that are directly violating this executive order, what do people do? Is there a place they can call? Is there somebody they can report that to? Because there are some bad actors out there.
Well, and I think they're not trying to be bad actors. They're trying to stay in business.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. But they're not doing what they're supposed to do. You know, a car wash is not an essential business.
Right.
Now, some car washes you just drive through and there aren't people involved, but the ones that have people there shouldn't be open. I get emails from people every day saying, I closed my business. I'm doing the right thing. I'm following the rules. What about X, Y, and Z? And so we are trying to go to those businesses as we can. We cannot dedicate our entire police force to go and shut down businesses that aren't complying. But if we have a specific complaint, we go to the business and tell them they can't be open.
Well, I mean, I think at least a phone call, right? Or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, contact,
right.
Hey, we know you're doing this.
And there could have been a misinterpretation, or they saw somebody else open. Well, I'm just as essential as they are. But we're having to take some steps. You know, we've had to cancel some of our restaurants that were doing margaritas to go. They can't do that. They can sell a full bottle of wine that's sealed.
Yeah. And I think that if everybody works together, I don't want this neighbor versus neighbor thing. I mean,
No.
I get that, but Mayor, if everyone, I mean, the frustrating thing is, I think that willful ignorance is the same thing as being complicit at this point. I mean, a month ago, maybe you could have some of these arguments. Right now, it's as clear as day.
And you wonder how people don't know, and that's what the park. Folks are finding out that they'll go and they'll say, we have COVID. We have to watch this. You can't be in the park. Well, what's COVID? What's coronavirus? You know, I can't believe you don't know what this is now.
Well,
schools are out. Churches are closed.
Yeah.
Businesses are closed. How can you not know?
I get that. But there's even a bigger difference between a 15-year-old kid trying to play basketball and a business owner who knows he shouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Well, of course. But the kids know they're out of school for something pretty serious.
Yeah, I would think so. We all have to just keep pounding at home, I guess. And then, I think the media has done a pretty good job here locally overall. And yet we still keep getting hammered by people that we are overhyping this thing.
Well, and I really don't think that's fair. I think the media has done a really good job. And, you know, you start thinking about it. A lot of our media folks are the frontline people. Now, you and I can talk on the phone and we're not anywhere in the same room. That isn't true for all media. We are still sending photographers out, sending out reporters, trying to do what they're doing, which is to keep the public informed. And I think our local media has done a great job.
Well, we think you're doing a great job. We appreciate the time every day. Thankfully, we don't have any new cases or any deaths to report here. I'd love for that to be the case for the rest of this pandemic, but we all know that's not going to be true. So keep up.
The best chance we have is if people follow the rules.
Yep.
Stay home.
And buy those frozen pizzas from Monocle's. Get them all at one time.
I'm on it.
All right. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, really stepping up to lead in a time that calls for leadership. Incredibly important.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.